What a joy to be here. And a special blessing to say to you. You guys are looking crazy. I just wanted to say that so bad. I figured, can I get away with it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Can I get away with it? I went to L.A. Baptist College in California. Went to L.A. Baptist Theological Seminary. Went back to Mississippi. And got my doctoral ministries from Reformed Theological Seminary. So I understand we got the frozen chosen here today. And I understand we got some folks all over the place here today. But that's okay. But I knew, when I heard about this opportunity, I said, you guys are a little bit crazy. And thank you for being a little bit crazy. Because it's a God thing when we step outside of our boxes into a bigger box that God has created. To the pastors of Seattle First, Bethany Presbyterian Church, and Emerald City Bible Fellowship, hold it when you say it again. To the pastors of Emerald City Bible Fellowship, Bethany Presbyterian Church, Seattle First Press, oops, let me say it again. To the pastors of Bethany Presbyterian Church, Emerald City and Seattle First Press, you know, thank you so much. I knew some of you would be bent out of shape with who I said first and who I said last. It really doesn't take much to get us bent out of shape. It really doesn't take much to cause us to leave the room. I bet we've all got us scared of Christians. It doesn't take much. But I understand that you've done a lot. Pastor Harvey, you and Pastor Heidi have been doing some wonderful and fantastic things to engage people in terms of training this young a group of folk in what diversity and reconciliation is all about in the Seattle world. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for stepping outside to make that happen. Thank you for the fact that on September the 23rd and the 30th, you exchanged pulpits. Thank you for daring to send a group down to Mississippi in the heat of the summer to experience Mississippi and to be able to experience each other. And again, I say it with a sense of real appreciation. When I really say that you guys are a little bit crazy, I'm saying it with a real sense of appreciation. That you dare to do this, simply because I've preached in churches throughout the state of Mississippi, and I've tried to bring churches together. It's hard enough to get churches to come together on a Saturday evening. It's hard enough to get churches to come together on a Sunday evening. And for churches to say intentionally, we're going to give up our selfish individualistic service. I'm sorry, that's what we're not. And you have decided to do it. And so the only thing I can say is thank you for doing this because it's important in the kingdom. In Mark chapter 12, verse 28 and 31, it says, one of the teachers of the law came and heard him debating, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. He asked them, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second one is this. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Then allow me to read it in the Living Bible. It says, one of the teachers of the religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus had answered well, so he asked, of all the commandments, which one is the most important? Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, told me I grew up in a single-parent family. My father deserted the family when I was 4 years old. My mother was facing the responsibility of rearing 8 children in the 50s and the 60s. One of the things I heard about and learned about was this thing called basketball. I learned to play basketball. As a young person growing up in Mississippi, I didn't have a basketball, so I used to take rags and put them together and throw them into the can. I used to go outside and get the pepper burrs from the pine tree and throw them into a can. I decided one day to put the can up in the tree because basketball was not a down motion, it was an up motion. I got tired of climbing the tree to get the pepper burrs out, so I cut a hole in the bottom of the can. So when I shoot them in there, I didn't have to climb up to get them out. The reason I did that is because I wanted to play basketball. And in order for me to play basketball, I knew I had to practice in order to play basketball. In the 10th grade, I finally went out to the basketball team, and I finally had an opportunity to somehow or another play basketball on the team. And all of a sudden, now I'm playing basketball, and the coach said, now listen to all of us players, when you go to the right side of the rim, I want you to use your right hand to lay the ball up. And when you go to the other side of the rim, I want you to use your left hand to lay the ball up. And I figured it out. I can lay it up on the right side with my right arm hand, and I can lay it up on the left side with my right hand. So I didn't practice the same. If you want to see it, I could lay up. Watch me lay it up with my left hand. If you don't feel good about being here today, it's all right. The reason you don't feel good is because you're not been practicing. In this passage of scripture, it says that one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Notice that Jesus had given them a good answer. He said to them, of all the commandments, which is the most important? What a great question. What's the most important? He asked. He had talked about paying taxes and who did you be paid to. He talked about giving to Caesar that was going to be Caesar. He talked about marriage on his earth and about marriage and that's heaven. But now he wants to move to me. Because he answered the question so well, this person says, I'm going to ask this. Well, traveling around the state of Mississippi, a guy who traveled with me happened to be John Elder. John Elder and I were good friends. We traveled around the state of Mississippi. He happened to be white, I happened to be black. He happened to vote Republican, and I happened to vote Democrat. But we traveled around the state of Mississippi because we were born into the churches, asking churches to somehow or another not let race stop us from being members of the body of Jesus Christ. Because as members of the body of Jesus Christ, race has to go out the back door. Somehow or another, we need to understand that race has to be.
Man!
Marathon. 42 years. We've also been working in ministry together for 41 years. Hold that. It's tough enough to be married 42 years.
Got ready to put a towel, got a face of a towel, and he started moving around washing the disciples' feet.
He washed Matthew's feet and Andrew's feet and John's feet. And after he scraped Peter out, he washed Peter's feet. But whose feet he did not skip? He did not skip Judas Iscariot's feet because he washed Judas Iscariot's feet with grace. If he could wash Judas Iscariot's feet with grace, why can't we learn how to practice grace with one another? See, some of us, when we got to Judas Iscariot's feet, we're looking at a pillow pad. Some of us were looking at a wire brush. Some of us were looking at a sandpaper. Wait a minute, y'all can keep it together. Because we want that person to know that we don't like them. Well, when someone in the body has wronged you, when you have wronged somebody in the body, when you've been wronged, you need to go to Ephesians chapter 4 and read all those things necessary in Ephesians chapter 4 that talks about you being wrong and that person being wrong and all of that. I don't have time to unfold all of that this morning. But we need to read that when we talk about doing it. But I do want to take this. Do not. Let me help you with grace. Let me help you with crossing the barriers when you talk about my grace. Let me help you when you talk about crossing racial barriers and social barriers. Let me talk about that just a minute. Because sometimes I want to say to you is do not deal with deep-seated issues unless you commit yourself to 2 to 3 hours to have a conversation. Sometimes we want to deal with all these big issues in a 5-minute conversation. Don't do it. Postpone it to another time. Make a decision to say, let's go out to lunch. Let's go out to dinner. Let's spend some time talking about it. I was preaching in a church in Southern California several years ago. It was a 3,000-member church. They had 3 services. At the end of the first service, I think I said something about that Christians loved each other across the political line. Now be careful, just keep listening. In my message, I preached and I said, you know, it wasn't about Christians loving each other across the political line. And at the end of the first service, this lady took a beeline to me. And she said, you know, I love your message, but I disagree with you on this issue. I said, what issue is that? I don't see how anybody can be a Christian, be a Democrat. And I said, wait. I don't have time to discuss it with you right now. But okay, so in a 3,000-member church, there must be at least one Democrat in here. Why don't you try to find that Democrat? Go out to lunch and dinner and sit down and have a
by the world. We are impacted by MBS.
down. And so I said to the person, I said, if in fact there are a number of people I know across this country who love Jesus and who happen to be Democrats, and they choose to vote Democrats for a variety of reasons, and I know a lot of Christians across this country who happen to be Republican, and they vote Republican for a variety of reasons, the problem is we made Democrat and Republican a litmus test in the body of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, get rid of that kind of communication, because you cannot build bridges and you cannot give praise to somebody when you have made all to something other than the Bible and the Word of God.
Listen to this.
brought all the garbage you have in your new relationship. I'm always asking questions like, you know, we as Christians, we learn what it means to be a Christian by the do's and the don'ts. Most of the don'ts. We don't come to what we do. How we practice what we do. Who you are. You brought it into in this new relationship. Now you need to practice what it means to follow Christ and walk with Christ. Practicing reading books by people that are different than you. Practice building a relationship with people that are different than you. Practice building a strong relationship. You know, a strong relationship means tell people the truth rather than just always going to, you know how we play a game? The game is going to tell you what I think you want to hear. I've been fundraising a lot in Mississippi. You know, I go out to some business person's office. I'm talking to them about my mission. And then when I'm in the middle of the conversation, somebody, one of the guys, they know how to stop me. They said, listen, dog, I got some questions I want to ask you. And I know some of the questions. Now I have an in my head, I got to make a decision. Am I going to answer the question the way I think the person want to hear it? Am I going to tell the truth? And I confess to you for a long time, I played the game. You know, the game is to say to you what I think you want to hear. That's the game. You don't want to rock the boat. That's the game you play. Oh, yes, I love that service. Yes, we ought to be together again. You have no intention of coming back. We have to learn how to be open and honest and authentic in our communication with one another. And so, I praise God that you started a journey. What a great journey you are. Today, as I stand up here and look at you, you look wonderful. You look wonderful. Black, white, Asian, across the denominational land, you look good. But looking good is not what God wants. He wants us to be good. He wants us to practice this thing. He wants us to make it work. And it doesn't happen unless you make the commitment to do it over time. That's why we're going to get together Wednesday evening so we can talk back. Because there's some things I can't say in this big audience, like I said, the small audience. You know, because some of y'all, if I say it, you're going to leave the room and they're going to come back. The goal is not going to leave the room. The goal is for you to get inspired around you and see the need of growing together and building relationships to make God happen. Well, we brought some resources with us for you to grow. And these resources are the books that we have. What we hope will do is help you grow, but also you help us with what I mentioned in Mississippi. Rosa's book is out there, Stepping Out from the Shadows. Listen to this. 42 years of putting up with me creates a shadow. 41 years of Christian ministry creates a shadow. 41 years of practicing loving people in Mississippi that don't love you, that creates a shadow. You need to find out how she got through it. What is it she has to say about it? And then, my book, I Ain't Coming Back. I tried to tell them, the second book I wrote, I really wanted to call it, I Ain't Coming Back, and the second book was I Laughed. They didn't want that. They felt that a Christian book with the title I Lied would be a good book. So I tried another title. The first book was I Ain't Coming Back. The second title was I Can't Never Leave. And when they got me to publish the book, they decided to change it. The publishing company changed it across the tracks. And listen, believers, there's some tough issues in this book, like the seal of silence and level of the playing field. We got to talk about those things. But you got to talk about it in context. And so I want you to buy this book. I want you to buy Rose's book. If you've never read this book here, go buy it. These are resources. They're $10 each. You need to put them in your library. And you need to read these books because God's going to use this to make a difference. Question. Did you come today because you want to do a better job of practicing grace on each other? Or did you come today because you want to get this meeting over? You heard about it, you want to get it over so people can talk about it. You keep telling me all the time, why don't y'all just quit talking about it and go away? Stop. The elephant has been in the room too long. We've been silent too long. so glad that you, as churches, have leaders that want you to grow and become more like God wants you to grow. So, World Community Center, what a great thing for us to realize God's grace for us and how God wants to practice grace for one another. Let's pray. Father, bless these truths in the hearts of your people. And Lord, may we grow thereby. Because, Lord, you love us and you brought each one of us into your family. Help us to learn what it means to be a family.